Good morning. We started this Vermilion Valley Vineyard devotional series of Lynn with an illustration of a railroad crossing sign. Stop, look, and listen. Well, I believe we've come to the conclusion that sometimes all three of those are pretty hard to comply to. First of all, stop. It is needful for each of us to be aware that we must choose who is going to be God of our life. We will demonstrate that to ourselves and others each day of our life. How we treat those who aren't on our day planner, but they might be on God's appointment book for us. Sometimes we need to learn to stop and just sit in our discomfort and find what is being revealed through our frustration and start a conversation with God about what the event has revealed in us. Or we can just run on to the next thing and in doing so declare, I will choose to be the navigator of my path. Next is look. There's an old adage that says you are what you eat. I think that's also applies to what we consume in our visual habits, what we observe in order to fulfill our visual appetites. If we look for the dark and dysfunctional, our outlook and attitude is impacted so that we start to emulate what we have consumed. But if you consume the godly and virtuous, you will start seeing the evidence of the kingdom of God. And its impact on you will birth a deeper desire to see and demonstrate the goodness of our God. In the book of John, I've seen 7 times where the scripture says Jesus looked. And his response brings an awareness to all that are involved that the kingdom of God is not only present, but it's also active. Jesus saw the opportunity and allowed the kingdom to flow through him in demonstrations of calling to service, healing, deliverance, and bringing comfort. Finally, there is listen. Here at the Vermilion Valley Vineyard, we employ a philosophical strategy for the pursuit of truth called epoche. It allows us to investigate an opposing or new thought free from a conclusion, even though it may oppose our standard up to this point. We do not throw aside that which we believe or that which we have stood on up to this point. But we must confess that there are often times that we are faced with a new concept or perspective that sheds a deeper light on the truth that we have held tight up to this point. And it is through listening not only to the other person, but also listening to what the Holy Spirit tells us that we are benefited by allowing our perspectives to be challenged. In conclusion, Paul has said this in Philippians 4:9. Those things you have both learned and received and heard and seen in me, do, and the peace of God shall be with you.